Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Television's Super Media Status Consolidates, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss television viewing trends is Paul Lee. Paul Lee of Deloitte United Kingdom is responsible for the technology, media, and telecommunications sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Welcome, Paul.
My pleasure.
Deloitte predicts that television will remain the dominant media in 2011. What does that mean in terms of numbers like revenue and viewers and hours watched?
Well, in terms of what it means globally, so if we're looking at revenues, then just for advertising alone, we're looking at $10 billion more in advertising revenue. And in terms of viewers, so brand new viewers to television around the world, it's about 40 million. And if we look at the number of hours watched, then that's quite a whopping number. So it's 140 billion more hours watched globally. And looking at where emerging revenues are coming from, what's interesting is how fast television is growing in BRIC countries, so within Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And what's expected for 2011 is a 20% rise in pay TV revenues in those countries. So overall, the market is still growing very strongly indeed.
So what challenges, if any, do you see in the television world?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, overall, what we're seeing is television doing performing very, very strongly. And just as an example of that, if we look at advertising revenues for television compared to other media formats, over the last 5 years, so going back to 2007, despite the state of the economic cycle, television's share of advertising has grown every single year through boom as well as through downturn. So it's grown from about 37% in 2007 to just over 41% in 2011. And there are some companies which inevitably are doing better than others. So in terms of challenges, within the overall TV sector, for certain broadcasters, for certain producers, things are probably going to get tougher rather than easier over the next year. One of the areas where there is a lot more competition, for example, is around high definition. And high definition is almost becoming expected by many viewers, particularly in industrialized countries. But the cost of producing in the high definition remain quite significant. So there's new cameras, there's more post-production, for example. And then also in terms of wider threats for TV overall, there are always challenges to the amount of time spent on watching TV. So in many countries, the amount spent watching television is 25 to 35 hours. But there are a lot more things we could be doing. We could be browsing the web. We could be updating our status in social networks. You know, all of these are competing for time that could be spent watching television. So even though we think television is going to have a strong year, the outlook is not entirely golden.
So are there opportunities for other media to leverage television to their own benefit?
Yeah, without a doubt. So one reason why we categorize television as a super medium right now is because it is a medium which helps sell not just products which are advertised on TV, but also products which are featured on television. And that's everything from characters for children's toys through to cookery books. So if you think of most of the most popular books sold by volume in many countries, what you're seeing is a very, very strong showing by TV chefs whose books are particularly popular during the gift-giving seasons. And you could even look at, for example, music. And it's not just about the creation of new talent, but it's also about raising awareness of existing talent. So one thing which is likely to drive interest in a forthcoming tour is a documentary showing a act or an artist rehearsing for a forthcoming tour, and that's likely to generate interest in the tickets when they go on sale. So, you know, without a doubt, television has a very strong ability to sell other media, as well as remaining a very strong medium for anyone looking to influence or to communicate, whether this be a private company through to political parties.
So it sounds like we may be in for an even greater variety of adverts for the coming year.
Well, we seem to be watching more and more adverts every year, even though generally when we're asked, well, we don't like watching adverts, but we seem to be consuming more and more of them every day. So in quite a few countries, the number of adverts watched is approaching 50 per person per day now.
Paula, that's great. Thank you for sharing your perspectives today on Deloitte Global Insights.
A pleasure.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.